One of the things that we heard a lot about today and continue to hear a lot about is the importance of biologics at not only at Bear Crop Science, but just in general.
I think biologics is a great area for us to be in. I think that Bayer Crop Science led the way a little bit in the acquisition, the merger with AgriQuest, which clearly we felt was the premier company in that area. We really think that biologics are going to complement our activities in small molecules or chemistry and seeds and traits.
What does this mean, bottom line, for a farmer in the Midwest?
It's going to deliver better crop protection products or better seed treatment, because we can combine our small molecules, our chemicals, with biologics as seed treatment, and we can combine them with small molecules and chemistry in terms of foliar or soil application, or we can use the biologics on their own as crop protection products. So it means better products and a bigger choice of what solution the farmer wants to choose for.
We talk a lot, hear a lot about sustainability in agriculture, in research and development. What is that? What does that look like from your perspective?
There are many elements to sustainability, and I think it means different things to different people. What it means for me, from an R&D perspective, is delivering products which make farming sustainable, which means that our products are sustainable in their use, that we can continue to use them in the ecosystem without having a detrimental effect on that ecosystem.
Looking at 2013, from a research and development standpoint, lessons learned in 2012 that will be helpful going forward by the climate, the drought, the farmer's experience in 2012, looking forward, maybe not in 2013, but down the road in the future?
That's a great question. Of course, for us, it's all about meeting customer needs. And so what we saw in 2012 was an exceptional year in terms of climate and the challenges the farmers faced. I think it brought into the headline, even more into the headline, the need to come up with products which help farmers with abiotic stress, with non-living stressors. Mm-hmm. So producing products which enhance the ability of plants to deal with drought, to deal with heat, to deal with more ultraviolet exposure. That's something that we're working on intensively in our laboratories. We can't promise a solution tomorrow, but maybe the day after tomorrow.
But solutions is what you're looking for. That's what you're all about.
It's what we're about. We want solutions which meet our customer needs, for sure.
Research and development is a very important part of Bear Crop Science. You really spend a great amount of money and time and resources in that area.
This year, Bayer is 150 years old. Bayer here in the United States is very proud that it's built its business on the back of science. We always were an innovative company, and we still are an innovation company. So we spend a lot of our resources in driving forward science, including efforts in crop science.
Okay, let's talk about challenges / opportunities in the near term that you see, and then maybe pull out that long lens and look 10 years down the road.
So in the near term, we have a full pipeline of products which are edging their way towards the market. And as head of R&D, I always say that my number one job is making certain we get those products deregulated and out onto the market, the products that the farmers need. So we have a number of traits and seeds and chemicals and biologics that we're delivering to the marketplace. That's the short-term emphasis. In the longer term, I am a firm believer that the genomic era in which we live is going to allow us to solve many of the present-day problems in farming. I also believe that to do that, you need to have expertise not only in biotech, but also continued expertise in chemistry and in biologics if we're going to deliver integrated crop solutions that the farmers need. But we can do it, and we will see a revolution in farming because of that.
Anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I just think that crop science is an incredibly exciting place to be. I think that the time is ripe for us to do some really innovative R&D, which is going to lead to some breakthroughs.